Thank you, Madam Chair. And the European Union had actually prepared two separate statements, one on item 5 and one on item 6. So if you agree, Madam Chair, I will just make both statements, which might be a bit long, but still I think it's useful. As mentioned in our opening statement yesterday, the European Union is strongly committed to the fight against racism, xenophobia and all forms of intolerance, whether perceived or actual, and EU action in this area builds on a solid legal framework which has been developed over the years in order to address all forms of discrimination as well as hate crimes in all member states. And the legal framework includes, as you might know, the Race Equality Directive of the year 2000, which prohibits discrimination on grounds of race and ethnic origin, as well as the Council Framework Decision of 2008 on combating racism and xenophobia by means of criminal law. And this framework decision is complemented by the Victims' Rights Directive, which, amongst other things, aims to ensure justice, protection, and support for victims of hate crimes and hate speech. Structural forms of racial discrimination are intersectional by nature and spread in a variety of societal sectors, and we see it appear in the justice system, law enforcement, labor and housing markets, education, healthcare, politics, and migration. An additional problem is that racism, xenophobia, and other forms of intolerance may be reinforced by other forms of discrimination, including gender-based discrimination. And for those reasons, our response must also be intersectional. In absence of intersectional response measures, taking into account sex, race, ethnic or social origin, religion or belief, political or any other opinion, disability, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity, different forms of systemic discrimination risk to be exacerbated. And Madam Chair, racism has not been eradicated, and there is a wide gap between legislation and how effective that legislation is on people's lives. And as the surge in demonstrations after last year's tragic events has shown, there is a strong push from all around the world for governments to take decisive action, fulfilling their obligations under the ICERT. Universal adherence to the ICERT and the full and effective implementation of the ICERT remain our number one priorities. It's a cornerstone. It's the cornerstone in the fight against racism. And as a society, we need to confront reality and join forces at all levels, which means international, national, regional, local, public or private, business and civil society, and each of us individually as citizens. And given that item 5 is about concrete implementation, I would like to say a few words about the European Commission's concrete efforts over the past 12 months, and in particular about the EU Strategic Framework for Equality, Inclusion and Participation of Roma, which was adopted by the European Commission in the spring, and about the EU Strategy on Combating Antisemitism and Fostering Jewish Life, presented just last week. And with regard to the first one, I would like to mention that the previous framework for Roma focused primarily on socio-economic integration. The new framework has been reinforced and reformed and now sets out a comprehensive three-pillar approach which focuses on equality and participation and thus complements the socio-economic inclusion of marginalized Roma. And all Roma should have the opportunity to realize their full potential and engage in political, social, economic and cultural life. The EU strategy on combating antisemitism and fostering Jewish life is also based on three pillars. It sets out a series of measures to prevent all forms of antisemitism, secure and foster Jewish life, promote remembrance and education about the Holocaust. Actions of the strategy include curbing antisemitism online, providing funding for the protection of public spaces and places of worship, setting up of a European research hub on antisemitism and Jewish life, and the creation of a network of sites affected by the Holocaust. And if you allow me, I'd also like to move to item 6, which is on the International Decade for People of African Descent, which represents a key opportunity to take action And in proclaiming this decade, the international community has indeed recognized that people of African descent represent a distinct group whose human rights and fundamental freedoms must be equally promoted, protected, and fulfilled. There are an estimated 15 million people of African descent living in Europe. And in 2018, in order to support concrete initiatives aimed at preventing and combating racism, xenophobia, homophobia, and other forms of intolerance, the European Commission established a specific funding priority under the Rights, Equality, and Citizenship Programme. And the work carried out informed the process of joint reflections on how to make best use of existing tools and platforms to further empower communities and support concrete initiatives that can lead to improved responses to discrimination, racism, and intolerance, taking into account the situation of people of African descent and Black people in the European Union. In May 2018, the first ever EU People of African Descent Week took place at the European Parliament in Brussels. The event was a recognition at the EU level of people of African descent's history, legacy, presence, and continuing contributions to the continent. It showcased many individual inspiring stories and was a reminder of the long road that is ahead of us in Europe and beyond to address the intersecting forms of discrimination that people of African descent face. It was followed by the first ever Anti-Racism and Diversity Week in September 2019, which covered issues such as equality and non-discrimination legislation, institutionalized discrimination as a result of law enforcement, immigration, counterterrorism measures and migration policy, and political participation and representation. In March 2019, the European Parliament adopted a resolution on the fundamental rights of people of African descent in Europe. And also in March 2019, the European Commission published a staff working document on countering racism and xenophobia in the EU, followed in September 2020 by, as you've already heard, the Action Plan 2020-2025 that was published. In March 2021, the Portuguese presidency of the Council of the European Union and the European Commission co-hosted an important summit against racism on the occasion of the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, in cooperation with the Anti-Racism and Diversity Intergroup, ARDI, of the European Parliament. It was followed by a high-level conference on protection against racial discrimination and racial intolerance in April 2021, also organized by the Portuguese presidency, to which High Commissioner Bachelet also contributed. Madam Chair, all this to underline that the EU is active and will continue to engage constructively on this matter, and to strongly oppose all forms of discrimination. Thank you.